Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver at RTE.ie. You may have heard a Dundalk restaurant, which was visited by Joe Biden, US President, current US President, during his trip to Ireland last year, has had to close its doors. It was announced on social media yesterday that McAteer's, the food house, saying it's impossible to continue trading. And I'm joined on the line now by the joint owner of McAteer's, the food house, Jerome McAteer. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shay. How are you doing?
Well, look, I'm very sorry to hear about the close of your business. That is a very sad day.
Absolutely.
And I know it's affecting you deeply, both financially and probably emotionally, and for the people who are your customers, and particularly for your staff.
Yeah.
So we send our commiserations this morning. There is a huge commitment in opening a business, and I know you've been around for a few years. I suppose the reason that you've come to such prominence, because there are businesses closing all around the country at the moment, are in the same boat, mm-hmm. that Joe Biden visited. Was that a good day for the business?
It was brilliant, Shay. Yeah, it was great, actually. We knew probably for about 4 or 5 days beforehand that he was coming, it had to be kept top secret. And that in itself was great crack trying to keep it a secret. And then the day came, he was brilliant. Yeah, he was really good now. And I mean, I know a lot's happened between now and then, but the day he was here, he was really sharp and great fun, actually, and interacted with everybody. Yeah, he was brilliant. So it's kind of sad to see him go, but I think he's probably made the right decision.
You know, when we look at footage of those kind of visits, are we royalty or heads of state, et cetera, et cetera. I know Micheál Martin was there with you as well. You wonder what they say to you, because, you know, what do they have little lines? Like, you can often hear King Charles.
Joe Biden, no, both. And Micheál as well now, to be honest. No, it was all very natural. They came in and done a wee bit of kind of official stuff in front of the cameras, and then the cameras all went. And then we had them, I think they're here for about 40 minutes. So he just talked to all the staff about normal stuff. It wasn't like practice running to me anyway. And then we'd done a lot of talking about dogs, because we're mad into dogs. We do a lot of work with Dundalk Dog Rescue. So we were telling them all about that. And then he started talking about his son, Bo.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's a sad topic for him to talk about. But he's so proud of his son, of all his family, even his son who's been in difficulty. That's one thing we were just talking about that a little bit earlier.
I know. He stands by him big time, doesn't he? Which is fair enough.
Yeah, which is real character. I think that stands up to character. But that visit really put you on the map as well. So I would have expected that you became this destination restaurant then, that you'd have pictures of Joe Biden up, and that a bit like the Obama Plaza, that people would come especially to see you.
Well, it did big time. It got really busy afterwards. We've always been very steady and as busy as we like, which has been great. And it got even better after Joe visited. And we did put all our photographs up. But to be honest, because of the whole Palestine situation, we ended up taking them down because people weren't agreeing with what's happening, including ourselves. So that was a wee bit, it was kind of slightly tarnished, I suppose. But it was great to get him, and he really did help. And we have been busy. But it's just the way, it's just the way things have gone. It's just becoming increasingly harder to trade.
How many people do you employ? That's important.
There's, including myself and Bobby, there's 19. So, a few.
Wow, that's a significant number.
Some of them would be part-time, but there's quite a few of them full-time. And we've had the same amazing staff. A lot of them here were open 15 years. And a good few of them are here from the start. And then, after maybe 10 years, 8 years. So, yeah, we've always held on to our staff. We've become a little family here, really, to be honest. And, it's sad to see it go.
Lots of people relying on you as well. But you were able to tell the staff a little time ago that there might be something big coming.
We had a meeting about 3 months ago and just explained the whole situation, as everybody knows, it's going over and over again, that whole cost of everything, the VAT. It's just, it's getting harder and harder to pay the bills. And unfortunately, it's got to the point where that's begin. Sorry, go ahead.
It comes to the point where you have to start charging so much money for something, I assume, that it becomes unfair.
Oh, no, completely. Like, our average sandwich would be about $7.95, $6.95. Takeaway a bit there if you're sitting in. But, I mean, realistically, we'd have to probably go $9.95 now to charge for sandwich takeaway to keep doors open. And sure, one, who's going to pay it? And two, I wouldn't want to ask for it. It's just becomes a total rip-off.
Yeah. So it's a cost. Yeah. The VAT rate has something to do with it, of course.
Oh, the VAT rate is just, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's blue in the face talking to the government about the VAT rate. It has to come down to 9%. Yeah. We're now a victim of it. It's not the only thing, but it's a massive thing, especially to the small people. And they just have to take it down. I know there's a lot of restaurants closed in the past year. So something like over 500 or something, I think. The floodgates are going to open now. So it's just going to be so much more. And the government, for me, I mean, I hope Simon Harris has listened to this or somebody talks and tells him about our story and the many people like me. There's like, I don't know where to start. You know, we're the bread and butter. When I get people coming in, if someone comes in and spends, say, maybe 200 or 300 quid, which is brilliant, and of course we appreciate that. But I might have a little old lady comes in and has a scone and a cup of tea once a fortnight. But to me, they're your bread and butter, and you have to remember your bread and butter. You have to respect them as much as anybody else and be as decent as you can to them. So to me, we're like the government's bread and butter. All the small people in Dundalk, all the small employers around Dundalk and all around the country, we're the government's bread and butter. But they're not listening to us or taking care of us. And they're going to be screwed in the end because they're destroying so many people. I mean, I really hope that somebody shows Simon Harris our Facebook post and the reaction we've got to it. I thought we would get some nice posts, but it's just incredible. And we're blown away by it. I'm very grateful for it. That shows how much you can do for your community. You don't have to be a big person. You just be a small person who works really hard and treats everybody right and treats them decent. And it creates so much community spirit. So I hope somebody shows him that and he sees what he's doing to all the small employers. And all the people who work for the small employers, they're all just out of work now. And it's just been getting worse and worse.
And the people you buy locally, you buy ingredients from as well.
Completely. All my local people, some people over nationally over the country, but most of our suppliers are local. So now they've lost out. I was talking up on my veg man this morning chatting, and they've lost. There's two other places, a lovely restaurant around the corner of the townhouse closed 2 weeks ago, and there's a lovely coffee shop, Coffee Time, they're closing next week. There's three customers gone, and we've a pretty good, a big customer, as it would at the townhouse. And we are busy, but it's just not sustainable.
Yeah. Well, I know Michelin star restaurants closed with full books for years bookings and said, no, actually, we can't make any money out of this. So we're going to close. And to run a restaurant, and I know from personal experience working in the construction industry, to fit out a restaurant, to maintain a grease trap and to maintain air conditioning and keep everything hassle.
Oh, I know.
Is a huge cost.
And totally. And people don't see that, which is fair enough. I go into all our industries, I don't see all the behind the scenes stuff, but all those things, there's always something broke or something has to be fixed. And all those prices have gone up like everything else. So it's just becoming impossible. The government, they have to bring that VAT down. And I know the rest of the association are doing a great job, but I really hope they start listening to them soon.
Is it the end of the small, locally owned coffee shop? Is it now all going to be chains who are working off
2-3%? I really hope not. But if it continues like this and they don't do something about it, there's a big chance it will, yeah. And then the small people, like, as I say, if anybody looks at the reaction to our Facebook posts, it's all local, it's all sorts. We'd be very inclusive. We're big doggy people, love all the dogs in. We're great for people with additional needs, gay people, everybody. We are very inclusive. So all those places that would cater for that sort of thing, that's not a chain or a big multinational, they're just going to go.
Yeah, and I suppose the reason the multinationals can survive is, again, is they own 100 shops and they work off a very small margin and they have central buying, etc. So there's economies of scale when it comes to that. But your slogan, I love your slogan, we consider ourselves totally inclusive. We're all the welcome, everyone is welcome regardless of age, nationality or gender. If you're a dog, just come on in, you dine for free.
Exactly. The dining for free. We've lots of people. There'll be dogs here every day, and there's loads of dogs won't pass the shop because they always get their chicken or a little bit, which is, of course, a ploy on our part just to get a few quid out of the owners. But anyway, it works big time. It's really
listen, if
dogs,
you're a dog owner, you love. There's a local pub local to us who've just started, and they have dogs in. And sure, look, people are delighted to go there, and it makes it feel good.
I know, it's great.
And look, I can see how emotional you are about this and how passionate you are about the business as well. I believe you're going to be taking a little bit of time off and working with dogs.
Well, our plan is, Jay, we're going to, probably take a few months off. And when the dust settles, we'll definitely do some probably type of dog mind walking. We love dogs. as you can tell, it's probably said it 100 times now. And we do a lot of work with Dundalk Dog Rescue, who do amazing work. And we'll do that. And
Good to give them a plug. And Jerome, look, again, I'm sorry about the business closing and your husband, Bobby, as well. I know both of you worked very hard on it.
I hope, now, as I said in the post, I hope this has not come across as a sob story, because it's not. We've had an absolutely brilliant 15 years. The people at Dundalk are just class. It's a brilliant town. Kinross Street is just, for me, the best street in the country. And we've had a great time. And we've a great staff, amazing customers. And so it's really, really good. And of course, we're sad to go. But, you know, nobody died. None of us are living in Palestine or Ukraine. You know, there's loads of people treated so badly around the world, women in bad domestic situations. We're all good. You know, the big scheme of things were fine. And it'll work out. Right. I'd just like to thank everybody that knows me and Bobby for all their support over the years.
What was the note you put in the door from Kelly Harrington, the quote from Kelly Harrington?
Oh, it's funny. I would say it to some of the players I've seen in years, and yet when Kelly said everything, going, I've never heard that before. You know, it's kind of when the fact that these things are so all over. Bob's your uncle and Fanny's your aunt. I love it. To me, it sums up. It's stupid, but it just works. You know.
Well, it was lovely talking to you, and say regards.
Yeah, can I say one wee last thing?
Of course you can.
Best luck to all the leavers today. And I know it's really stressful, but you know something, lads, boys and girls, it all works out in the end. Don't be stressing over it. If you want something, you'll find a way, and there are ways to do it. And I know I've been kind of sounding like I'm a bit of a slagging off Ireland. I love Ireland. It's a brilliant country, and there's loads of great things. Yeah. So it'll all work out in the end.
Jerome, lovely to talk to you. Take care.
Cheers,
email Oliver at rte.ie.